brings us to the Tillage case. Thank you, sir. Good morning, Mr. Nykerk.
Good morning, and it is still morning, early morning. You guys are sailing along. DC Tillage Incorporated is requesting authorization to repair and extend a 4-foot-wide travel lift pier, 31 feet channelward, and to construct a 12-foot-wide commercial loading pier, extending 112 feet channelward of mean high water adjacent to that travel lift pier. And that would have a 12-foot by 12-foot platform located on the south side of the pier at properties situated along the northwest branch of Sarah Creek off Tillage Lane in Gloucester County. Project is protested by an adjoining property owner. Project is located along the northwest branch of Sarah Creek. This is York River out here, Coleman Bridge, Gloucester Point. This is the mouth of Sarah Creek here. It's a closer view. The site is adjacent to the Jordan Marine Railway and the Jordan Marina here. It's also across the creek from Gloucester Point Marina. The creek's approximately 340 feet wide at the project site, and you can see the shoreline is a mixture of commercial and residential development. However, with the exception of the marina and railway just upstream here, the rest, I believe, is residential upstream. And access is somewhat limited beyond this bridge crossing here at Tide Mill Road, so fairly low clearance. You can get smaller boats up that way. This is a plan view drawing. It was kind of light, and I tried to highlight it here, but just to get the concept anyway, there's a 4-foot-wide travel lift pier shown here in hopefully brown there, and also there are planning to extend that 31 feet channelward here, identified in yellow, and then there would be a 12-foot-wide pier constructed adjacent to it, and would extend out and have a 12-foot by 12-foot platform on the south side. The project is proposed to facilitate the loading and unloading of construction materials for the Waterfront Development Corporation and for the loading and unloading of seafood associated with the Julie Ann Seafood Company. And the current travel lift slip is used for hauling boats for CD2 Incorporated. All of these companies are principally owned by Charles Duke, and he is leasing the property from the Tillage Incorporated. This is a cross-sectional drawing, and just a couple things I wanted to point out on this. This is the existing travel lift pier here, and then there's a step down to a lower platform, and that lower platform is going to be the 4-foot-wide travel lift pier that will be extended, and then the 12-foot-wide pier will be constructed on this side, the south side, as you're looking at the drawing, and it will be ramped down to that elevation, and then all of that will be level beyond that step-down area. All of the construction will extend 112 feet channelward to mean high water, which is 31 feet further than it is currently. This is a photo that the applicant provided to illustrate the construction, and again, I've attempted to highlight it. The brown is the existing travel lift pier. The other travel lift pier is located over here. Nothing is proposed at that pier. This crosshatched or X'd area here is the step-down area, and the yellow is all the new construction. These are some depth soundings that were provided by Mr. Duke. The soundings were taken near high tide and based on water level data from the Yorktown Coast Guard Station. Tide was running about 2 feet above mean low water as he took these soundings. So if you subtract 2 from those numbers, you'll get to approximately mean low water. And therefore, you'll see the proposed pier reaches a water depth of approximately minus 6 feet. And the maximum mean low water depth in this region of the creek is approximately 8 feet. Depth shallow rapidly upstream of the facility, and it's only about 3 feet there at the bridge at Tide Mill. The proposed pier extends approximately one-third the distance across the creek. When we noticed that the pier was extending beyond 8 foot and wasn't getting any additional depth beyond that. We asked Mr. Duke if he would consider reducing the pier by 10 feet since he'd be reaching the same depth of water. He explained in that conversation that he would like to be able to have a boat moored here along this side while there was also a barge being loaded out here, so he needed that additional depth to accommodate the barge or the boat in the alongside the pier in this area. This is just the NOAA navigational chart for Sarah Creek, and you'll see that it does indicate 7 foot depth all the way up to the facility. Those depths are actually based on mean lower low water, so it does appear a little shallower than the 8 feet. But the depth soundings that Mr. Duke provided seem correct. This is a ground shot of the existing travel lift pier that's proposed to be extended. This is that travel lift pier. You can see it steps down here. This is the area where the 12-foot wide pier would extend out. That is Gloucester Point Marina across the creek. Even with a 20-foot wide barge moored at the end of the proposed pier, there would still be approximately 180 feet of clearance between the barge and the marina across the creek. The clearance between a private pier downstream of the site and the Gloucester Point Marina is actually less than that currently at 170 feet. If the marina across the creek were to apply and extend out a third of the way, which is pretty much our rule of thumb on most creeks, it would still allow 100 feet in between the two piers. Ground shot from the travel lift pier looking back at the upland. You see it's a heavily utilized facility. They're already loading materials there on a fairly regular basis. The Corps of Engineers has evaluated this project and the navigational impacts and indicated they intend to authorize the project. I took this from the marina across the creek, and I've highlighted the pier that's to be extended. This is the other travel lift pier here, and this is a pier on the adjoining parcel owned by Mrs. Jordan. In a letter from her attorney, Mr. Breckenridge Ingalls, he explains the expansion will make it difficult for boats to access her facility and states that an existing pier on the tillage property may encroach on her riparian rights currently and that expansion would likely further encroach. He states that the project should not be allowed without a riparian apportionment. This was heard by the Gloucester Wetland Board, and during that meeting it became apparent that Ms. Jordan thought the travel lift pier closest to her property was the one being extended, so she was thinking it was this pier being extended out. It was explained during that meeting that it was this one. Nevertheless, they do still object to the project. It's a little light. These images are both from the Gloucester County Property Information System. And in yellow are the two parcels that are the tillage property. And this parcel here is the owned by Mrs. Jordan, as are several of these lots up here owned by her or her family. This is the marina property here, and this is the marine railway. Did this to kind of illustrate the encroachment. I've used this. I have drawn this pier out to the extended 31 feet, and this shows the encroachment that's out there currently by two existing piers. The Department of Health's Marine Programs Office stated they did not object to the proposal, provided the facility continues to adhere to the conditions in their existing certificate to operate. The Department of Environmental Quality found the project acceptable, and the Department of Conservation and Recreation determined the project would not adversely affect their programs. No other state agencies provided comments on the proposal. There will be no encroachment on public or privately leased shellfish ground, and the creek is currently restricted for the direct marketing of shellfish. Just a final aerial. The project appears to be reasonable to facilitate the loading and unloading of seafood and construction materials, and it does not appear that the proposed encroachment will adversely affect navigation within the creek. Although the pier will be longer than the piers located on Ms. Jordan's property, it does not appear the proposal will impede access to her adjoining property. The commission does not have the authority to apportion riparian rights. If Ms. Jordan remains of the opinion the construction may encroach on her riparian area, that should be adjudicated in proper court. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2.1205 of the code, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed, with a royalty of $2,840 for the encroachment of the piers over 1,420 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $2 per square foot. I'd be happy to try and answer any questions.
Are there any questions? That was very thorough. Thank you, Mr. Nyker. Is the applicant present or represented? Please come forward, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Charles Duke, Waterfront President, Waterfront Development Corporation, agent for Granville Sea Tillage. Chip did a very nice job laying out the application. I think it's pretty straightforward. I'm here today because of the protest to try to clarify things. If the board has any questions, I don't have anything to add. I'm trying to improve the property, facilitate my businesses, move on.
Thank you, Mr. Duke. Let's cross to the threshold number one. Are there any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this application? Is there anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this application? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify at all? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Erskine.
I make a motion to approve the application as submitted, noting that this seems like it's an appropriate use of state-owned bottom lands.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Erskine, second by Mrs. Kellum. Is there a discussion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously, and the project is approved.